And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 1st of April, 2010. It's April Fool's Day. It's also the birthday of playwright Edmond Rostand, born in Marseille, France, 1868, author of Cyrano de Bergerac, based on an actual person. In the play, Cyrano is the most brave and romantic man in France. But he also has the largest nose that anyone has ever seen. And because of that, he decides he can never win over Roxanne, the love of his life. It's the birthday of the novelist Francine Prose, born in Brooklyn, 1947, author of many books, including Judah the Pious, Hungry Hearts, Bigfoot Dreams, and most recently a book entitled Reading Like a Writer, a guide for people who love books and for those who want to write them. It's the birthday of Rachel Maddow, born in Castro Valley, California, in 1973, the television host who started hosting her own political TV show on a Monday night in September 2008, MSNBC, and who herself still does not own a television set. She went to Stanford. She studied at Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. She was the first openly gay Rhodes Scholar ever chosen. And while writing her graduate dissertation, HIV/AIDS and Healthcare Reform in British and American Prisons, she moved out to rural Massachusetts, hoping to be able to focus on her writing and avoid distractions. She worked as a waitress, a bike messenger, a bucket washer at a coffee bean factory. She worked on yards, landscaping, and she was a handyman, and then had her own radio program from which she moved to MSNBC. It's the 70th birthday of Wangari Muta Maathai, born in Kenya, 1940, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004 for her work on sustainable development. She was the first environmentalist and the first African woman to win the Peace Prize, the author of a number of books, including a memoir, Unbowed. April Fool's Day, a holiday for the celebration of practical jokes, one of the best played by The Guardian in London, 1977, which published on April 1st a 7-page supplement commemorating the anniversary of the independence of Sans Serif, a completely imaginary small island nation in the Indian Ocean, the nation consisting of two main islands, which together form the shape of a semicolon. The northern one was called uppercase and the southern one lowercase. The day it ran, The Guardian was flooded with calls for more information, including calls from travel agents and airline companies. And on this day in 1992, NPR announced that Richard Nixon was running for president again and had a fake soundbite of Mr. Nixon saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, and I won't do it again." Here's a poem for today by Todd Davis, entitled The Saints of April. Colt's foot gives way to dandelion, plum to apple blossom. Cherry fills our woods, white petals melting like the last late snow. Dogwoods, stigmata, shine with the blood of this season. How holy forsythia and redbud are as they consume their own flowers, green leaves running down their crowns. Here is the shapeliness of bodies newly formed, the rich cloth that covers frail bones and hides roots that hold fervently to this dark earth. The Saints of April by Todd Davis, from The Least of These, published by Michigan State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.